RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Good day, show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Jill, you guys with us, 215-592-9494. As we will finish up Hugh's clues at some point. Hugh's going to have to give out a third clue. It's a for the love of the game, Hugh's clues on this Tuesday. And we debate, should the Eagles play their starters on Sunday against the Commanders? I say no. The risk doesn't feel worth the potential reward for me because, again, the Eagles don't control. Hugh Douglas says yes. Where do you come down? All right, back to everyone's phone calls. But now we got to talk to a guy that we talk to every Tuesday. You know him, you hear him here on WIP very often. Of course, you hear him with the Eagles preseason games. You hear him on the NFL on CBS. And how about this Sunday? For the first time, you'll hear Ross Tucker calling a regular season
Look at Ross blowing up.
Eagles game, which I'm sure is going to be a treat for him. Ross, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing awesome. How are you guys doing?
We're good. Good, Ross, before we get to everything with all the Eagles stuff and seeding and the playoffs, it's got to be a thrill that you're going to be calling a regular season Eagles game this Sunday.
Yeah, no question, man. It's funny because I found out, I don't know, 3 or 4 weeks ago that Trent Green off for CBS. His son's getting married, so they gave him the weekend off, and they told me I'd be with Kevin Harlan this weekend. So obviously I'm fired up about that. Kevin and I probably do 4 or 5 games a year together on Western One Radio. You know, so obviously I'm working with Kevin, love working with Kevin. That part of it was cool. And then, you know, when the schedule came out Sunday night, I saw that Commanders Eagles was CBS, and I thought, oh, I wonder what chance there is that that could be my game. And then yesterday, right around this time, I'd say like 24 hours ago, I found out that I was officially doing Eagles Commanders, which it's really, really special just because all of my family and friends are diehard Eagles fans, and they know I do the Eagles preseason, and they know I do a lot of stuff on WIP, and they love that. But it's obviously different when you do a regular season game. You know, not everybody's watching the preseason game, so it'll be really cool. I've only really told, like, my immediate family, so it'll be funny to see how many people find out at 4:25 on Sunday. My phone should be interesting at halftime of that one.
Hold on, Ross. Am I detecting a little nervousness here? You seem a little humbled. I mean, you've done this before. It's just different because it's a real game. Are you a little nervous?
No, not at all. Really just excited. I mean, I've already done, I don't know, 10 or 11 NFL games this year for CBS with Tom McCarthy. It's just this will be the first Eagles one, which is why it's so cool for my family and friends. But no, I mean, honestly, when I found out the news, I was thrilled because obviously I already watch every snap of the Eagles. So from a preparation standpoint, no matter who plays, and then, you know, even the Commanders, I end up calling the Commanders and Cowboys on Christmas for Westwood One. We did the Santa Claus stuff in the morning, and then I drove down to D.C. and did that game. So I've watched, you know, every snap of the Commanders the last 3 games. So I'm like, I'm as ready to go to start a week as I could possibly be from a preparation standpoint.
You know, I'm kind of curious, Ross, because we've been talking about it all day. Curious on two fronts. What do you make of Coach Quinn's veiled threats about this upcoming game, right? And that's number one. And number two is, what is your thought process when it comes to resting the Eagles players, knowing that there's a potential for you to get the number 2 seed?
Yeah, so I'll start with the Dan Quinn thing. Really intrigued and looking forward to talking with him. I think we're talking with him on Friday and just kind of ask him why he took that so personally. Yeah, I'm pretty confident.
Like, what's wrong, bro? What's wrong, bro?
Well, I mean, look, there's a difference between it really, really bothered him and he's using it as fuel for his players and, you know, indicating to them that Eagles shouldn't have done it, disrespectful. Whatever they're going to do, right? I mean, look, it's week 18. They've had a really disappointing year. They're out of it. And so if that's the little extra fuel that they want to use to try to go out there and get a win against the Eagles on Sunday, I get that. I guess I'm just curious to talk to him and say, did it really bother you that much? Because I'm pretty sure the Eagles were just doing what the chart says.
Mm-hmm.
So that part of it, I'll be curious to ask him about. As for who the Eagles should play on, you know, it's funny. I don't think there's necessarily a right or a wrong answer.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's one where you can make a really strong argument either way, and I know you guys have been. I guess the issue that I have is that they really control it. You know, it would be a different scenario if you told me that if the Eagles beat the Commanders, they're definitely the 2 seed. That's a different conversation than the Eagles have to beat the Commanders and the Bears have to lose. You know, I don't like the lack of control.
Mm-hmm.
My guess is the Eagles probably don't, right? Like, you're counting on someone else that's, by the way, lost 3 straight games and not playing very well. That's the problem I have with it. I think it's a much, much different conversation if it's a win and you're the number 2 seed situation for the Eagles.
Ross, I'm curious your perspective on how big of an advantage the Eagles could create. Because, you know, we've been debating how much of an advantage they could create if they win, right? And the Bears lose and they get the 2 and all the machinations of what that means, who they play and extra home games. But let's go to the other side. Let's say they are thinking and seriously about resting their starters. How much of a difference do you think a full week off would mean to their top 10 or so players they would have off? And then, Ross, I've started to think about what Saturday night could be, because there's a scenario where if the 49ers win Saturday night, the Seahawks are locked into the 5, which means the Rams are locked into the 6. And I know Sean McVay said last night they plan to play. I don't buy it. If they wake up Sunday morning and they're the 6 seed, I don't think McVay's going to put his starters out there. So, Ross, I have this thing in my head where the Eagles try, the Bears still win, the Eagles play a full game. Meanwhile, the Rams, who would be their opponent if it's 3-6 that way, sit on Sunday, and they come in here rested. Meanwhile, we played for no reason. Ross, what's the advantage of a full week off for the Eagles' 10 or so best players?
Well, so it's funny, Joe, because people, and I would think Hugh feels the same way, maybe not, but people, you know, when I was a player or even now, like, you know, what do you wish you had more of? You know, do you wish you were a little bit faster or a little bit stronger or bigger or whatever, right? And the truth is, if you could give me anything late in the season, just let me feel a little bit better. Just please let me feel a little bit better. I mean, I can remember so many games where I was playing with a herniated disc in my back or this in my elbow and knee, and I wouldn't have asked to be bigger or faster or stronger. Can you just make this thing not hurt as much? Can you just allow me to, like, wake up and feel really good that day physically? And that's what I think Sirianni and the Eagles would do if they end up going that route, is just trying to let as many of those guys as possible feel as good as possible when they play that first playoff game. Because it makes a difference. I mean, it's a long season. These guys have been so banged up. I mean, what, Landon Dickerson's had 2 knee surgeries since last season ended. Juergens had the back surgery, and he's missed time multiple times. I mean, think about even Jalen Carter. He kind of showed he could do it, but I'm sure it would be nice if he could rest those shoulders. Lane Johnson gets another week. You know, I think, you know, we know how talented they are. We know they can do it. I think those guys would say, hey, can you just give us the best chance to go on this run? Can you give us the best opportunity to feel as good as we can to try to get this thing done?
Ross Tucker with us here as we get set for week 18. Ross will be on the call on CBS of the Eagles and the Commanders. Ross, how would you assess the league and the playoff scenarios and the teams in as we go into week 18? Because it hit me last night watching the Monday night game between the Falcons and the Rams that I don't know if I've ever gone into the final week of a season with really little idea of who's going to win the Super Bowl. Like, oftentimes I'm wrong, but I have a feeling, right? I think it's going to be that team or that team. Russ, I've thought the Rams are the most impressive team all year. They're going to be the 5 or 6 seed. They're probably going to have to win 3 road playoff games. That's not typically how teams win the Super Bowl. Doesn't mean they can't. The Eagles are good, but they've been flawed all year. Russ, is it in your mind as wide open as it seems to me?
There is no question. I mean, the fact that the Jaguars can still be the 1, 2, 3, 5, 6, or 7 seed is just hilarious. And, you know, it's funny because I was talking with guys in Houston this morning, right? Who's the team in either the AFC or the NFC that you're really afraid of, you know, that you really want to have to face? Because if you're, you know, I was talking to the Houston guy, radio guys. If you're the Houston Texans, are you that afraid of playing like the Denver Broncos, the Patriots? I mean, I wouldn't be. If I'm the Texans, I'm thinking I'm just as good as them, if not better. The NFC is the same way. And it's funny, Joe, that you said that, because I tweeted last night, right before the Falcons-Rams started, at Ross Tucker NFL, that to me it's wild that the best team, who I thought was the Rams, probably not anymore, who I thought was the Rams before last night's game, had 2 games to play and had no chance whatsoever to win their division or be the number one seed. No chance to do anything other than 3 road playoff games. Then, of course, they got down 21-0, and everybody and their brother was clowning me on social media, like, hey, buddy, you sure they're still the best team? You sure they're still the best team? Here's the thing. They still might be. You know, like, I don't put it past – this is the year, to your point about 3 road games. If it was ever going to happen, I think this is probably the best year for it, because I'm not overly impressed by the teams that right now – look positioned to be the 1 and 2 seeds. You're trying to tell me that Allen can't lead the Bills to 3 road playoff games against those teams? You're trying to tell me that Stafford can't win 3 road playoff games against these teams? They absolutely can. I wouldn't be shocked at all if it ends up being Rams-Bills in the Super Bowl.
Yeah, I mean, look, right now it looks like it could be Seahawks, Bears, Broncos, Patriots as the 1s and 2s. I mean, they're good. I mean, they've earned that, but it's not the kind of teams we're used to with the Chiefs and the Ravens and the Eagles, and we'll see if the 49ers get there. But it's that kind of season. Ross, we appreciate hopping on. Have a great week. Happy New Year, and maybe we'll see you at the stadium Sunday before you broadcast the game.
Sounds great. Thank you guys so much.
There he goes. Hey, Ross Tucker with us every single week. So Ross there talking about the and he brings up a point that we were talking about a little earlier, Hugh, that what's challenging about this for the Eagles is they don't control it, right?
Yeah.
If the Eagles controlled it, I don't even know this would be much of a debate, right? If it was as simple as they win, they're the 2 seed, I think most of us, if not everyone, would say, well, to just win the game, right? Just play the game, win the game, and go be the 2 seed. They don't control it. They need help, and that help requires the Lions. I know you morphed back into Detroit Douglas earlier in the show. That feels like a challenge to ask the Lions to go outdoors with the way they're playing right now and beat the Bears. I hope it happens. I just don't see it happening.
But it can.
Yeah, it could.
I mean, and to Ross's point, never want to be in a situation where you're not in control of it.
Right.
So, you know, there's that. But there's a sliver of hope that you can get the number 2 seed and have a home game.
There is.
I think you need to take that.
I'm going to be fascinated by the practice reports this week and by how Sirianni speaks. I mean, look, I feel like last year, if my memory serves, we kind of knew midweek that they weren't going to play, right, with the Saquon thing. Because that was the debate last year. It was about Saquon. And it was about, should they go for the record, should they not? I feel like around Wednesday or Thursday, it started to become very clear that they were going to sit their guys. We'll see when this stuff starts to come out. Sirianni was on the morning show today. He didn't really give anything different than yesterday. They're not going to tell us yet, but I think they will maybe by tomorrow, Thursday, it starts to come out. D in Wilmington.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up? Hey, D.
I'm here, buddy. How you doing today?
D, we're good, man. What's up?
All right. I just want to say two things. Happy New Year to you guys, you know. And also, I want to give a shout-out to the Bald Eagle, man. Today's his birthday. So, you know, big ups to him. And, you know, your question for the day, you know, should we rest in the starters this week? I definitely think so. Just for the simple fact, you brought up a good point earlier. You know, Washington does a lot of dirty stuff. You know, I don't want to see anybody get hurt. And I know that's, you know, that's part of the game. But, you know, just this right now, we don't need any complications. So, you know, going forward with that, you know, that's pretty much it. And, you know, let's finish off the season strong and, you know, see what happens. See where the chips fall.
Let's do it, D. No, I'm here, yeah, and happy New Year to you too. D, what do you got for us for Hugh's Clues? You got a guess here for Hugh?
So, I do. I had two.
Okay.
So the first one was, you know, Hugh threw me off earlier when he said, that, you know, it's a lot more use now than it used to be. So the first thing that I was thinking about was expansion teams. So, you know, that was my first
question. Yeah, like more new teams in sports. Yeah, I get it. Yeah.
Yes. Then the second thing I was thinking about was medical cannabis.
Then he got two guesses.
He did throw two in there, yeah.
Yeah, and neither one of them were right.
Well, he tried.
But that's
good guesses.
It's the last guess of the year. I guess.
Well, the cannabis one was an interesting one.
I don't know why we be talking about cannabis all the time.
Well, it is more popular now in terms of legally than it used to be.
Yeah,
I mean, you would know that. I mean, well, I think anyone just has eyes would see that. Well, again, today was for the love of the game. If there was an actual prize attached, we wouldn't allow him two guesses. But again, it's for the love of the game.
Yeah, it's the love of the game.
Yeah,
cannabis
so
was a good guess, though.
You want to give everyone a third clue? Because obviously
clue?
People are you.
Hey.
I think the first clue got people on their minds in the right area, and the second clue really threw them. So let's see if you can bring it home with
okay.
The third clue.
If you wear this item too much, it could lead to a false sense of security.
Okay, so now we've gotten somewhere. So this is a clothing item.
Yeah.
Okay, so it only took us two hours and 45 minutes to land on.
And I am okay with that.
Yeah. In reality, it probably should have been the first clue that it was a clothing item, but
well,
I let you be vague.
I like to keep it vague.
Yeah.
You know, a little vague.
These
are
the heavy-hitting clues.
Today. Yes. I'm sure you people are going to be thrilled at Hugh today after all this nonsense.
Oh, yeah, when it's all said and done, I'm going to probably get some mean tweets.
Yeah, and deservingly so. Speaking of you people, let's talk to Aaron in San Diego. Aaron!
All right, for the last time in 2025, good morning, Philadelphia!
Did you say good morning? It's 12:45 p.m.
Well, he probably...
All right, for the last time in 2025,
there we go.
Good afternoon, Philadelphia.
Now we're talking. All right, Aaron, what do you got?
Hey, everybody out there, please, please, please know your limits. Have a wonderful, safe, happy, you know, New Year's Eve. Enjoy yourselves, but know your limits and don't be afraid to dial Uber or a taxi to get your hiney home on New Year's Eve.
Very good PSA. I mean, I am very comfortable in the spot of my life where I will not be going out on New Year's Eve.
It feels like somebody told me the other day, it feels like New Year's Eve is amateur hour.
Yeah.
I heard that.
I mean, it
resonated with me.
I think, if you want to go out, have fun. But, like, I will be safely at home, Aaron, well before midnight.
Well, my New Year's Eve is going to end at about 10 o'clock, and I'm going to be out.
There we go.
Another PSA. I think we need to focus on Hugh Douglas and his dating antics today. Hugh?
What?
I think you need to stay in your lane. Flowers is not your thing. I think, you know, if there is a dating site out there that caters to gamers, maybe get on that one. And instead of flowers, maybe take like a $10 or $15 battle pass to Helldivers, you know, on the first date. I think that would be a good, you know, icebreaker and kind of get the date going in the right direction.
Yeah, I don't think that's going
to Something tells me Hugh doesn't date gamers.
Well, it's most of the gamers are probably younger. It's hard probably. To find older
gamers.
Mature game. Yeah,
like you.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like an anomaly. It ain't that funny, though. I see over there cracking up.
why were you guys laughing yesterday at the rhythmic ball what did Jalen say again?
Rhythmic,
what did he say? What was it?
Rhythmic ball handling?
Rhythmic ball handling, yeah.
Rhythmic ball handling.
I mean, why are guys across, you know, the world should be familiar with this. I mean, everybody, guy at some point
Aaron,
in their life
Aaron.
Is Aaron,
you took it too far.
Aaron,
taking it too far.
Gotta get a pause somewhere.
Aaron,
all right. Let's get back on topic.
Please.
All right. So, I said it yesterday. You know, we got a tired team. We got a team that, you know, needs to kind of take a day off. Get their minds right, get their bodies right.
Now, see, Aaron's on it. See, you got to listen to Aaron. Aaron knows ball.
Well, listen. I don't think. I mean, are we worried whether it's San Francisco or the Rams having to travel across the country? You know, come to our house to play against our defense.
Yes.
Well, I would prefer to play the Packers if I have my choice of the three, but we don't control it, Aaron. So I'd rather get the rest and then figure it out from there.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. And you know that Sean caller before. Mm-hmm. I think he was on to something. There's just this, and call it, you know, reckless speculation, call it, you know, irrational, diehard fandom, but I just, deep down inside, I think that this team is playing possum, and I think when playoff time comes around, Kevin Betullo and the Sky Marshall and Nick Sirianni are going to be like, ha, 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 we fooled you all, and this team is just going to turn into a juggernaut. On its way to
I can't believe we're doing the possum thing in week 18. I mean, it's unbelievable.
I'm telling you, man, I just have this sneaking suspicion. Mm-hmm. And we have to because, you know, I can't deal with another Sixers year of watching a 7'2" soccer player stand at the point waiting for the ball instead of doing his job and getting underneath the net. I can't take another season of that. So we need
Joel Embiid taking some shots here. Yeah.
Can.
Yeah. I mean,
you guys have a happy, listen,
happy
you guys have a happy new year. I want to thank you guys so much. It has been one of the most memorable years of my life and what I've experienced with you guys and the you people and the trips to the Cowboy training camp and to McGurk's. It has just been an unbelievable year. Everybody have a wonderful, wonderful Happy New Year.
You too, Aaron, man. We appreciate you calling in.
Yeah, we really do.
Yes, we appreciate everyone out there who listens and has over the course of all of 2025. So, yes, today is our final show of 2025. We'll be back on Sunday for the pregame show.
Sunday.
That's a 4:25 start.
I'm okay with that.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was kind of thinking one. I thought we'd be. I think
be done with the day.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah.
Again, I think 1 o'clock fits better for if you sit the starters. 4:25 feels more like a spot to play the starters. We'll see what the Eagles end up doing, but it is a 4:25 game on Sunday. So that's after today. That's the next time we'll be on, and then of course back next week as we get next week's a playoff week here. You better rest up this week.
I'm rested.
We
gonna get banged up. Go home.
That's not resting. That's not resting.
That Eagles landing or whatever.
That's not what it's called.
Eagles rare.
Eagle rare.
What's called Eagles landing. Red rare.
Eagles landing. I'm going to get some of that.
Yeah, I think you have the wrong name.
Get banged up.
Okay, that's your plans for the next few days?
Yeah, for the next few
days. Well, you're not the only one.
And hell dive a little
bit
with McClain.
No. We talked about this.
Hell dive with
McClain. We talked about it. It's just we don't have to do it. We don't have to.
I mean, I just think it's funny.
Yeah, I know. Steve in North Wales is up. Hey, Steve.
Hey, how's it going?
Good, Steve. What's up?
First things first, you know, happy belated holidays and a merry early new year to you guys.
Same to you, Steve.
For a little bit.
Same to you.
And I'm enjoying the conversation. I'll try and keep it quick here. My one thing I was wondering is, I feel like we haven't been talking about, like, why don't we have the starters play in the first quarter with our elite offense? We'll score 21 points, and then we can sit them the rest of the game.
So, Steve,
that might happen.
They could do that. I mean, they're...
Because you can't rest everybody. It's like most, right. A lot of guys are going to have to play. So you're going to have to probably strategically. It might be like a preseason game. You might start the game and Jalen might get a couple reps. And then you put Tanner in.
So I went back and looked, just to Hugh's point, Steve, on you can't rest everyone. I went back and looked at last year, the final week of the season, just to see who was inactive, just to see like how many. So they had 11 guys inactive. It was Hurts, Slay, Devontae, AJ, N'Kobe, Saquon, Bond, Lane, Mailata, Dickerson, Carter. So it was like, you know, 60% of the O-line, the two receivers, Saquon, Jalen, and then a few defensive players. So they got to pick and choose, right? All 22 obviously can't sit.
Right. Definitely makes sense. And, you know, I feel like that would be the best way to go, right? Mitigate risks by letting him play a little bit. I think they still need to prove themselves a little bit personally, but we'll see. I was going to give you my guess and then a hot take.
Okay. Let's go with the guess.
All right. So my real guess is the fanny pack.
The fanny pack?
Yeah.
That's actually pretty good. Yeah, if it was a 90s thing, and then I have seen it more recently, that's pretty good. That's not it, Steve, but that's the best one I've heard today. All right, what's your hot take before we say goodbye?
Okay. I think we got to get rid of Jake Elliott. He's an elite kicker a few years ago, but in the past couple years, he's cost us over 50 points with like a 70% rate.
Yep.
I mean, we had the best kicker in the league in 2022, Dicker the Kicker, and we let him go. You know,
he's having a nice run.
He's having a great run. So I'll say this, Steve. I think for this season, it's that we're just rolling with this, and they're not going to do anything. And Steve, good phone call. I think that we're probably going to have a new kicker, or at least they're going to acquire a kicker this offseason, whether it's undrafted or it's late in the draft. I'd be surprised if they just roll back in 26 and hope Jake Elliott goes back to being an 85% kicker.
Yeah. I mean, I guess my question is, has he cost you a game yet?
No, but is that the right way to go?
Well, I think so. I mean, you, I hear what you're saying. But when I think about the kickers, like when I think of Young Wei Koo cost the Falcons some games.
Yeah, but you could get ahead of it before.
Yeah,
well,
you're right. But that would be my biggest indicator, because it's not uncommon for kickers to move around a lot. It's very rare when you look at the kickers, the really good kickers in the NFL. That they stay with one team a long time.
Yeah, and the question is this just a tough stretch?
A hiccup.
Or is he truly about to be done? I mean, sometimes with kickers, sometimes it goes. And his percentage has gone from the upper 80s to 77 to 70-ish.
Yeah,
I mean,
you've been watching that meteoric fall for a while.
Yeah, but obviously he's a big game kicker. And if he kicks big kicks in the playoffs, it might change their opinion. All right, 215-592-9494. We'll hit everyone's phone calls. We got to give you a fourth clue in the next segment because we got it. We have no choice. We'll also be joined by Elliot Shore Parks, his take on the rest versus play the guys and what he thinks the Eagles are going to do. Plus, a fresh batch of NFC power rankings from Elliot. I can't wait to talk about that. That's next. It's the Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.